When I was 16, if you told me you were taking away my social media, I would detest someone like me, thinking I know better, and I'm a little older and further removed. But I think today is an important conversation to have as adults, where we make tough decisions to protect our children. It is a day about recognising that we don't let our kids gamble, we don't let them smoke or drink, so why do we give them access to social media platforms that have a plethora of harms at the touch of their fingertips? Stances like this may make us unpopular, might even cost us a few votes, but I think it is important that we have it. Years ago, as a child or teenager, if you made a silly mistake, it was assigned to the past. Now, due to phones and social media and the rise of smartphone-enabled surveillance culture, mistakes that you make live forever online. This isn't right, and it is certainly a lot for our children to bear. Many will rightfully see this as a parenting issue, but we know that parents are often in the dark. Research reveals that around half of parents have never spoken with their children about toxic online content. And Mr. Becker will agree with me on this. Many parents don't know what a VPN is, you're right. They don't know what incognito mode is. They don't understand that images and text messages can disappear, and thus no trail or footprints can be left behind when chatting on online platforms. These platforms and social media sites are sadly a dream for predators, such as the deeply sad, horrific Alexander McCartney case, which sadly led to 2 suicides and many victims scarred for life. Unthinkable, but yet happening every day.